For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. On the Big Island in Hawaii, the Kilauea volcano has been spewing lava into residential areas. It has also been hit by a series of earthquakes. Hawaii Governor David Ige says they are preparing for every outcome.
The tough part about this eruption is that it's unpredictable. We don't know which way the lava is going to flow, and we are planning actively for every contingency that we can think of.
President Trump was in Dallas on Friday to address the annual gathering of the National Rifle Association, rallying supporters to get out and vote and keep Congress in Republican control.
We need Republicans to do it right, to get the kind of things we want. We've got to get Republicans elected. We've got to do great in 18.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
And now with the latest in the ups and downs of first-time jobless claims, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department reporting the first-time jobless claims filed last week were up by 2,000 from the previous week, which is less than what experts expected. They had predicted that 224,000 first-time claims would come in, when in fact the number was 211,000. The steepest increases in claims were in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Pennsylvania. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump's new attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says the president reimbursed Michael Cohen for the hush money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels. Legal analysts say Giuliani's comments could have gotten the president in even more legal trouble, like when he highlighted how important it might have been to the Trump campaign to keep Daniels quiet about the alleged affair before the 2016 election. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The nation's unemployment rate is now at its lowest level since the year 2000. John Clemens reports.
The ever-increasing tight labor market continues with Lainey Kerr-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics giving us the latest numbers.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 164,000 in April, and the unemployment rate edged down to 3.9%. Job gains occurred in professional and business services, manufacturing, healthcare, and mining.
Professional jobs increased by 54,000 workers, while healthcare and manufacturing each added 24,000. I'm John Clemens.
A California man accused of torturing and imprisoning all but one of his 13 children now faces new perjury charges, according to prosecutors. The Riverside District Attorney's Office charged David Turpin with 8 counts of perjury for signing paperwork with the state saying his children were receiving full-time education in a private day school. Authorities arrested David Turpin and his wife Louise in January after their daughter told police she escaped from their Paris, California house. Law enforcement officials say they searched the home and found several children shackled to their beds. The Turpins each face multiple counts of child and adult abuse, torture, and false imprisonment. The children received medical care and rehabilitation before being released to new homes in March. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.